summer in the city of Arendelle. It couldn't be warmer. It couldn't be sunnier. But that's about to change. Forever.
Arendelle.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
A real howler in July, yeah?
The land is covered in eternal snow.
Really?
If we don't do something soon, we'll all freeze to death.
You want to talk about a problem? I sell ice for a living.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now. I mean, that is really... that's unfortunate.
My lady.
Whoa, whoa. This is awkward. Not you're awkward, but just because I'm awkward. You're gorgeous. Wait, what?
Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf. Hi.
You're creepy.
Whoa.
I don't want it.
Whoa.
No.
All right, we got off to a bad start.
I know how to stop this winter.
Yeah. Hang on.
I like that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Get your feet down. This is fresh lacquer. Seriously, were you raised in a barn?
Let's go bring back summer! Man, am I out of shape.
Wolves.
Stop!
Whoa.
Are you okay?
I've got a thick skull.
I don't have a skull.
Oh, woo!
Head rush.
So cute. It's like a little baby unicorn.
Now we just have to survive this blizzard!
That's no blizzard!
Audrey.
That's my sister!
That would have been nice to know.
Heads up! No.
It is not nice to throw snow, people!
Whoa, 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 feisty pants. Just let the snowman be.
I'm calm.
Great. Come on!
Olaf, you're melting.
Some people are worth melting for.
You're just maybe not right this second.
Come on, buddy, faster!
No!
Those are my legs.
Oh, hey, do me a favor, grab my butt.
Well, Disney's new animated film, Frozen, is based on Hans Christian Andersen's story of the Snow Queen. And the story is set in a northern paradise called Arendelle, an idyllic village on the shores of what looks like a Norwegian fjord. Princess Elsa has the power to turn everything to ice by the simple touch, but she can't control her ability. She has a young sister, Princess Anna, and they are very close. But one night when they're playing, there's an accident, and a wound to the head leaves Anna with a streak of white hair. A wound to the heart, however, we're told, would be fatal. As a result of the accident, the parents decide to separate the sisters. Elsa, when she becomes the queen at her coronation, she loses control, freezes the whole village, and in desperation runs away to the mountains for isolation. Anna is the outgoing and fearless one, Elsa afraid and reserved. So it's Anna who is determined to find her sister and unfreeze her village. But that's just the beginning of the adventure. Well, if you've been before, you'll know that at the carol service, we pick one of the favorite films of Christmas and discover the Christian message hidden there. Well, tonight we don't have to dig too far into the snow, because in Frozen, the Christian message is more clearly explained, probably, than in any other Disney fairy tale. Christian principles and presuppositions are implicit throughout the movie, and I invite you to go and see it if you haven't already. But I want to pick out three highlights that tell us something about the Christmas message. Our problem, God's solution, and our response. First of all, our problem. The problem is love misused can become so destructive. The film Frozen beautifully and movingly portrays our human predicament. Elsa's ability to create snow and ice, celebrated and enjoyed in her youth, accidentally endangers her sister. And so in the classic parental overreaction, they take extreme measures to be sure her powers stay under control. The mantra is, conceal it, don't feel it. Conceal it, don't feel it, they insist. And so Elsa spends the rest of her life in her room, hidden from the outside world, gates of the castle closed, and more significantly, the door is closed to her sister's heart. Rather than learn to control her powers, they control her. And every time she becomes emotional or stressed, her curse leads to fear and isolation, locking their whole kingdom in everlasting winter. She walks off into the mountains alone where she can't hurt anyone. She sings about how she has always been the good girl who had to be. The good girl she had to be. Never let anyone see the truth, she sings. It's a powerful song. She couldn't keep it in, she sings. And she must let it go. That perfect girl is gone. Well, maybe you can identify with Elsa in that. The perfect girl is gone. The innocence of childhood is long, long gone. Maybe you feel that you are performing to be accepted, instead of realizing that you are loved for who you are by God. Do you feel that you have to perform for other people? That you have to hide who you are, what you think, what you want? Do you deny these things, suppressing them deep down inside? Are you afraid of who you really are? Are you ashamed of what you've done? Are you frightened that if people knew who you really were, they wouldn't accept you? Eventually, if you're living with denial, eventually it will come out. It will become visible, because we can't keep our emotions and our secrets suppressed forever. And unfortunately, when that happens, we find they surface with the subtlety of a volcano, destroying everything in their path, because there is a marshmallow monster in each side of each one of us. That's marshmallow. The same is true with desire. You know, for some reason, some Christians think that we must suppress and repress our natural desires. Because the things that we desire so often lead to bad things, you must cut the tree down at the roots and try and kill desire itself. But that's the wrong response. We were made with desires and made to desire. The issue is not that we want things. It's how we handle them that matters. When we humbly submit our desires to God, trusting Him and His Word to guide and fulfill us, then those desires can serve others. It's when we give desires our free rein to fulfill themselves that we get into trouble. So like Elsa, we are humanly powerless to master our nature. Left to ourselves, we become isolated and eventually alienate everyone around us. And we make their lives the frozen wasteland too. Love misused can be so destructive. But the second principle we learn from the film is that true love willingly sacrifices. In Frozen, the characters assume that the act of true love is the romantic kiss. Anna, who's being pursued by two suitors, rushes around trying to find the true kiss to break the curse. But Olaf, the snowman, explains that true love is not superficial, but sacrificial. Princess Anna realizes that what she thought was true love isn't, because Hans was just using her to get to the throne. And she confesses, I don't even know what love is. But the snowman replies in his perky, optimistic and simple-minded way, I do. That's when you put someone else's needs before your own. When you put someone else's needs before your own. So simple. So uncomplicated. So easy for a child to understand. Because true love is not infatuation. It's not that first love she felt for Hans. True love is when you willingly sacrifice yourself for another human being. And that's when Frozen becomes no ordinary kids' movie. Because Anna stands, nearly frozen to death, as her true love is approaching to revive her with a kiss. She believes this is the only thing that can save her. And then from the corner of her eye, she sees her sister Elsa about to be killed by an enemy. Elsa, the woman who's pushed her away, the woman whose actions have endangered her life, who refused to help Anna when she needed her. And so what does Anna do? She turns away from her true love kiss and runs to save her sister. She places herself between the sword and her sister. She willingly dies in order to save the one who had done nothing to deserve such love. Sound familiar? Well, true love willingly sacrifices. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. In the story, Anna serves as a type of Jesus. She gave up her life, dying to save someone who was now a stranger, who had done nothing to earn her love. Why? Because her love ran deep. A love that was unearned and undeserved. You see, the snowman had defined love as putting someone else's needs before your own. And the snowman demonstrated it by willing to melt in order to warm Anna by the fire and save her if he could. The Apostle Paul explained this love like this. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the Christmas message. You see, love misused can be so destructive, but true love willingly sacrifices. But Anna's story doesn't end there, just as Jesus' story didn't. Because the third truth that we learn about Christmas is that God's love can thaw our frozen heart. It was the very act of self-sacrificial love that melted Anna's heart and brought her back to life, fulfilling the type of Jesus. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. And that's what we see Anna doing for Elsa. Anna sacrificed her life for Elsa, and that perfect love cast out Elsa's fear. When the risen Anna explains that it was love, not a kiss, that unfroze her, something clicks in Elsa too. Never before has she heard that. Never had she tried that. She'd spent a lifetime trying to earn her goodness. And maybe you have too. But you can never be good enough. The good girl you always have to be, she sang. But now she stopped trying to earn it, and she reveled in the unearned love which her sister had shown her. And something amazing happens. Elsa's own heart is unfrozen. She finds that she can control her desires. Indeed, the curse is now redeemed, and she can use her gift of making snow and ice in small quantities for the enjoyment of her kingdom. Her life is transformed by her sister's love. That's what Jesus expects of us. A new command I give you, said Jesus, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Frozen is a beautiful movie about real love. It's about fear. It's about hiding and suppressing who you really are. But it's also about facing with honesty and courage our needs. It's about perseverance and self-sacrifice. About God's love bringing life out of death. Discovering that true love can melt our frozen hearts. And that's why I invite you to go and see Frozen. Because it can point us to the love of God if we have eyes to see. Because God sent his son, Jesus, to this earth as a baby to become a man, to die in our place, that we might be delivered from the curse of our own nature. You see, there is a Redeemer. There is a Redeemer who can melt our frozen hearts, heal our hurts, and help us to use our gifts and our talents and desires for the benefit of others. That's how we become the people God intended us to be. That's the good news of Christmas. But if you feel your heart is still frozen, if this is all confusing, then I invite you to come on our Christianity Explored course, which begins in January. There's a group for the youth, there's a daytime group, and there is an evening group. Don't get confused. Ladies are adults. Don't worry. There are three groups. Come to the one that is most suitable for you and find out more about who Jesus is and why he came. Disney has made a princess story that ends with a different kind of happily ever after. The kind that points to real love, authenticity, and even salvation. That's why I commend the film to you. Just remember, only Jesus can truly melt our frozen hearts.